Hey y'all. Okay, I have two tips for you today. The first one is, how do you tell if your starter is active or not active? So you can take a little bit of your starter, like a spoonful, and put it in a cup of water. Like, let it see, drop it in there and see if it floats. If it floats, you can bake with it. If it doesn't float, you need to refeed and you can bake with it later when it rises again. But that's always a fun trick to make sure, like, if I can bake with it or not bake with it, whether it'll be discard or active. The other thing we're doing today is I cleaned Janice's jar and we're gonna feed her. But did you know the ratio you feed your starter will depend on how quickly it rises and how long you have before you can bake with it. So if you need a longer period of time where it's rising, like you're going to work in the morning and you'll be home in 8 hours, you're gonna wanna feed it a greater ratio. If you have, like, you wanna bake it in a couple hours, you're gonna feed it a smaller ratio. And what I mean by that is a 1-to-1-to-1 for if you wanna bake in 3 hours or prep your bread in 3 hours. So one part your starter, one part water, one part flour. Now, the other thing I do is I add a little less water every feed. So if I'm doing 100 grams of flour, I only do 85 grams of water, 85 to 90, depending on the consistency. It's going to give your starter strength. Okay, so your feeding ratios, depending on if you wanna start baking or start prepping your bread in 3 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours-ish, is gonna be your ratio. So 1-to-1-to-1, or you could do 1-to-3-to-3 to extend it to like 6 hours, 1-to-5-to-5, 1-to-10-to-10, and it's going to rise slower and hit peak slower than it would from 1-to-1. And for all of my feeds, depending on what ratio I'm doing, I always add a little less water. So that 100% hydration sometimes is really hard to work with, but I also find that like my bread is easier to work with and actually is better with like their crumb and after baking when I do a little less of water. Also, it strengthens your starter. With these types of feeds, you actually want to do this occasionally as well so that your starter gets stronger. If you always feed it 1-to-1-to-1, it's not gonna get as much strength over time. So every once in a while, you do wanna feed it at night and let it go all morning. And then you can bake with it in the morning when you do those bigger ratios. But it does strengthen your starter. So happy sourdough.